Hi, this is Travis Robertson. Thank you for downloading the Lake Norman Church of Christ Sermon Podcast. If you have any questions or would like to contact us, check out our website at lakenormancoc.org. We would also like for you to visit with us at a worship service. You are always welcome at the Lake Norman Church of Christ.
Well, there's a plan for this evening. We're having a shortened worship service. To be encouraged by Eric in just a few moments about the work going on in India and with his particular trip that he went on. John will introduce him after the closing prayer. But Howard was supposed to speak tonight, but he had a call from Archdale, and they said, "We have no preacher tonight," and so he figured somebody could fill in for 5 minutes on a Sunday night here, and he could go take care of that sermon for Archdale. But I want you to open up to the third letter of John. The third letter of John, to keep along the theme of mission work. John writes this letter to a man by the name of Gaius. In verse 1 it says, "The elder to the beloved Gaius, whom I love in truth." And there are three men mentioned in this letter, Gaius, and Demetrius, and another by the name of Diotrephes. Two of them good examples, one of them a poor example. But when you look at Gaius, he is one who John just lifts up as this epitome of what it is to be a Christian, really, to really help and support others, to walk in truth, to live the life that God's called you to live. Notice what he continues to say about Gaius. In verse 2 it says, "Beloved, I pray that in all respects you may prosper and in good health, just as your soul prospers." He knows that Gaius physically is ailing, is hurting. He says, "I want your physical health to be just as good as your spiritual health." Now, just think with me for a moment here. Can we pray that same prayer? "God, have my physical health be the same as my spiritual health." Or would we maybe be a little bit fearful of that prayer, knowing that our spiritual health isn't where it ought to be? And we spend a lot of time working on our physical health, but we don't spend as much time working on our spiritual health. Well, here's a man who spiritually is healthy, is vibrant, is doing well, is doing all these wonderful deeds for God. Verse 3, he says, "For I was very glad when brethren came and testify to your truth." That is, how you are walking in truth. Truth is one of the key words in this letter. Love is another one, and also the word testified or witness. And there are people testifying about Gaius and who he is and that he walks in truth. And John is saying, "I am so glad." And in verse 4 he says, "I have no greater joy than this, to hear of my children walking in the truth." Sometimes you might hear it said that I'm so happy, I'm so glad, and you'll know it too when you bring someone to Christ. There is a joy there that is unbelievable, and it's true. But there's even a greater joy when you not only see people come to Christ, but you see them live it. They don't fall back and go back to the world like a dog returning to vomit. Instead, they're living it. They're bearing it out in their life. And this is what Gaius is doing. And John is saying, "I have no greater joy than this, to hear of you walking in such a way, to walk in the truth." But notice as he continues on here what Gaius is actually doing. In verse 5, he says, "Beloved, you are acting faithfully in whatever you accomplish for the brethren, and especially when they are strangers." And so you start to pick up on the hospitality of Gaius and how he is helping strangers as they come to town. Verse 6, "And they have testified to your love before the church. You will do well to send them on their way in a manner worthy of God." And so these strangers that he's helping, they're basically traveling evangelists, traveling preachers, or we might call them today what? Missionaries. They're going on and they're going from church to church proclaiming the truth of Jesus, proclaiming God's word. And Gaius is there to help them, to let them stay with him. John says to send them on their way. Now, that sounds a little funny to us. It's not just, "I'm glad you're able to stop by, have a good time moving on to the next place." It's more of the idea of take care of their needs so they can go on their way. If there was any need for money, if there was any need for food or clothing, to mend their clothes, to do the things necessary so that they could travel to the next place, so that they could get there and get there. And notice here he says to do it in a manner what? Worthy of God. Do what God expects of you towards these individuals. And then notice verse 7, for they went out for the sake of the name. Now the name Jesus isn't mentioned in this epistle at all. But whose name is he talking about? The name of Jesus. They went out for the sake of the name of Christ. For his name's sake, they went out to proclaim the gospel, to do these things, accepting nothing from the Gentiles. Notice verse 8, therefore we ought to support such men so that we may be fellow workers with the truth. Now verse 8 is really the main thrust of tonight and what I wanted to focus on. And that's the fact that he says, so that we may be fellow workers with the truth. Not all of us are preaching from a pulpit. Not all of us are traveling overseas. Not all of us are living in a different country proclaiming God's word. We're not doing all these different things. We have our jobs that we've got here, but that doesn't mean you can't work along with them. That doesn't mean you can't have your role in furthering the truth of God's word. And that's what John is saying here. Gaius, you are a fellow worker of these men that are going out for his name's sake. Continue to do these things. And it's an encouragement to the church where Gaius is, for the Christians there to receive these words as well, to hear these words. It's an encouragement to us to recognize that while I might be preaching here, I know of a lot of wonderful works out there that I can send some money to, I can do different things for. I can send just a note of encouragement. This is something Eric came here before he left to go to India, and he said, hey, could you just write a little note? Because he found out that I knew who Monty was. And he said, could you just write a little note that I could take with me and give to him? And he did, I did it, and he did that very thing. Gave it to Monty, and this is what Monty had to say. He said, hey, Travis, praying that all is well with you all. What a wonderful surprise and thoughtful message from you that I received from Eric. Thank you so much for taking the time to write and encourage. That was a very special one. You have no idea what it means to have a letter, just a letter like that, to be mailed to a missionary, to know, you know, they know people are praying, they know it's happening, but to receive a simple message. I wrote on the back of one of our visitor cards. That's all I had to write on to send with Eric. So it wasn't a super long message, but I just told him we were praying for him, that we loved him, that we knew he was doing a great work, and how that brief little message just meant the world to him and lifted his spirits. I know that he's going through a lot while he's over there. We think of missionaries and the work that they're doing, and they see baptisms and they see all these wonderful things happening, but there's also a lot of persecution that happens that we don't always hear, we don't see, and they're dealing with it every day. And to have a simple message like that to encourage them to be a fellow worker in the truth, lifting up God's word, lifting up his truth, is something that we can all do. It's not just the missionary. It's not just the preacher. It's, as far as John is concerned here, it's for the Christian. If Gaius is doing it, who is in poor health, and he's doing everything he can to open up his home to help others. Let's be fellow workers with these missionaries, with our brothers in Christ that are doing all they can for the Lord. Let's work along with them. Let's work with the Lord to further his truth. If you're here tonight and you know the truth of God's word, you understand that you need to obey it, that you need to obey the gospel to become a Christian, to begin to live that life of a disciple, and to be just like Gaius, to live this life where you are lifting up his truth. See, Gaius was concerned for the church, not just in his local area. But you notice as he helped these men come through and send them on their way, he was concerned about the church as a whole. That wherever these men went, they could proclaim the good news of Jesus everywhere. And we should be the same. If you have a need, please come forward while we stand and while we sing.